Exclusive: Elise Stefanik endorses Special Forces Green Beret Derek Anderson in Virginia's 7th District. By Wendell Hasebo on December 12, 2023. U.S. House candidate Derek Anderson for Virginia's 7th District received House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik's RNY endorsement on Tuesday, Breitbart News exclusively learned. The endorsement is significant because Anderson is seeking to win potentially one of the most expensive swing seats in the nation. Stefanik, a member of the House leadership team, is a fundraising powerhouse. VA07 saw the ninth highest amount of money raised among all candidates in 2022. VA07 was 10th in amount of money spent among all candidates in 2022. Representative Abigail Spanberger, D., won with 52.21% of the vote in 2022. Anderson lost the GOP primary by fewer than 2,000 votes in 2022. VA07 is an open seat in 2024. Spanberger will run for governor of Virginia. I'm endorsing Derek Anderson because he's fought for his country as a Special Forces Green Beret and he's clearly ready to fight again as a congressman, Stefanik told Breitbart News. Derek was born and raised in Virginia's 7th District, which means he understands exactly what the district needs. Derek will outwork his opponents and flip this critical seat in the fight to grow the Republican majority in the U.S. House, she continued. I'd ask that Virginians join me in supporting Derek Anderson for Congress. We need more good people like Derek in Washington. Anderson is a native of VA07's Spotsylvania County and a graduate of Cortland High School. He graduated in the Corps of Cadets at Virginia Tech and received his JD from Georgetown Law. A former Special Forces Green Beret with 6 tours of duty overseas, including Afghanistan and Iraq, he also served in the U.S. Army's Old Guard. During his military career, Anderson trained with the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and was part of training operations related to Hamas's terror tunnels. He is an outspoken voice against the terror attacks perpetrated by Hamas as well as the wave of anti-Semitism that has followed the barbaric attacks. Chairwoman Stefanik is fighting hard to make America a better place and I know that I'll be able to work with her to improve the lives of people in Virginia's 7th District, Anderson told Breitbart News. My time as a Special Forces Green Beret taught me that teamwork is critical. And Chairwoman Stefanik is making sure that our team is as strong as possible so we can fix Joe Biden's failures. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.